This is my tribute to the classic surfing movie, Endless Summer. It all began in 1963. One sunny afternoon, while I was sitting at Glen Beach, the Endless Summer film crew arrived. Bruce Brown, Mike Hinson, and Robert August. A bunch of local surfers were there to meet them, and they all paddled out together to catch a wave. I remember thinking, I've got to give this a try, man. Well, a few weeks later, I plucked up the courage to borrow a surfboard, and I paddled out at Glen Beach to catch my very first wave. I can still see that turquoise green water and the small glassy waves. Ideal conditions for a beginner like me. I was hooked, man. Yeah, those were the days. Surfing all day and partying all night. During a beach party one night, we decided to ditch the beer and the beach bunnies and go for a surf. It just seemed like more fun being out on the water. Terry Bullen was immortalized in the movie as Terence of Africa. He used to ferry us all over the peninsula in his old grey truck, although I never saw him going in the water. He'd take us down to Long Beach and the Combe, where all the big waves were. Once at Scarborough, I even saw a shark. Walked on water, man. In the summer holidays, Terry would take us surfing at Elands Bay. We used to camp at the river mouth before the hotel was even built. We were probably some of the first guys to surf Elands Bay. Had it all to ourselves, man. In the mid-60s, apart from surfing, I was also playing in a band. We often gigged at surf sessions, so the Endless Summer theme was a popular inclusion in our playlist. So yeah, I've been playing this song for a long time. Ah, Endless Summer. That's how my surfing odyssey began. I'd head out in my VW with my surfboard on the roof, up and down the coast looking for waves, and experiencing my own Endless Summer.